This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm Frida Liu. Melinda Emerson, known as Small Biz Lady, is recognized by Forbes magazine as the number one woman for entrepreneurs to follow on Twitter. As the creator of hashtag Small Biz Chat, the largest Twitter chat for small business owners, Melinda reaches 3 million small business owners per week through social media and her blog, SucceedAsYourOwnBoss.com. She's a regular columnist in the New York Times and Huffington Post, and her mission is to end small business failure. She educates her audiences on essential business skills, marketing, and social media. Her best-selling book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, is widely regarded as one of the best startup books ever written. And she has been featured as an expert on MSNBC, Fox News, and Black Enterprise. I discovered her on LinkedIn Learning. So nice to be speaking to you, Melinda.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here with you.
All right. I want to know, with your story, how did you get started in small biz?
So first of all, I have been an entrepreneur for 21 years. So I got started in business because I got my dream job and hated it. I went to college. I majored in broadcast journalism. I graduated. I got my first job as an associate producer, top 20 market. Second job was as a producer in the top four media market in the country, which is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is where I still live. And I worked for the NBC station for a couple of years, and then I defected across the street and went to the ABC station. And I tell you, I was getting headaches on the way to work in the morning.
Right.
I worked with all of these people who, you know, weren't smart and weren't kind. And I was like, man, if I stay around here, I'm going to start acting like these people.
Right.
At 26 years old, I retired from broadcast news. One of the things that I tell people who want to start a business is the first thing they need to think about is what they want and why they want it. Right. Why do you want to start this business? Is it that you just need to get a different job with a better boss? Right? You might not need to take on this thing we call entrepreneurship, because it is not for the faint of heart. It takes a lot of years to hit it big. I mean, most people cannot take a consistent salary in their business until year three or four.
Right.
So imagine skipping paychecks twice a month. You know, for years, until you get to the point where you're making enough money to actually pay yourself first. It's a very upfront sacrifice, kind of hazing process almost.
Right.
And most people don't have the personal dexterity to weather it. But then most people a lot of times don't have the financial dexterity to weather it. I mean, you really have to be able to still have an emergency savings for your household, still have to have the money, you know, to run your household maybe for a year or two before you're able to take a consistent paycheck. And then, by the way, the working capital to start your business is going to come from you too, because banks do not loan money to start up businesses. That is not how it works. Banks loan you business once you demonstrate you don't really need it. I mean, basically. And so you're really going to have to be strategic about your saving before you start, you know, managing, you know, what cash you have access to, whether it's your equity out of your house or 401k dollars or whatever. I mean, you've got to figure out where are the assets going to come from to launch this business and to keep it going in the lean times.
Right. You know, so you've been doing this for 21 years. What's your why?
Well, you know what? My why was I just knew I was meant to do something bigger than what I was doing. And then, you know, midway through my business career, maybe about 9 years into my first business, which was a video production company. Really what it was I knew I would have run my business better if I had had better advice.
Right.
And and in the landscape at the time, so, you know, travel with me to my time machine back to 2007. there really wasn't anyone in the marketplace giving out small business advice on any kind of regular basis. Right. You know, there were some financial literacy people like Susie Orman was out here, and, you know, Gene Chasky was out here giving financial literacy advice on, you know, people's 401ks and all that stuff. But nobody was saying, hey, if you're ready to hit it big, here's what you need to know. Here's what you need to do. And so what I decided to do was put myself in charge of ending small business failure and literally started writing. I mean, the first thing I wrote was this ebook that I created called 44 Things You Need to Know Before You Start a Business. And that was the precursor to my best-selling book, my international best-selling book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months.
Right.
And I wrote that ebook because I was getting so many calls from friends that went a little bit something like this. Girl, I'm going to quit my job today. I want to be like you. I want to be an entrepreneur. Tell me how to get started. And I was thinking to myself, if you could see my face, both of my hands would be collapsed on my face going, girl, you can't quit your job. You love Prada and Fendi. You cannot quit. You have a brand new house and a $4,000 month mortgage and two brand new cars outside. You can't quit your job because you're not willing to reduce your lifestyle enough to quit your job. You're addicted to your paycheck. You can't quit your job. What are you talking about? You know, so literally that's what led me down the road of all these people want to be a boss until you actually have to be one.
Right.
And I was like, I got to help these people. I got to stop the insanity, because that's what it was. I mean, people quitting good six-figure jobs to start a business and they really haven't researched it. And it's because they fell in love with this restaurant and they always wanted to run a restaurant, or, you know, they saw this lady had this consignment shop and they think they could have one too. And you know, there's all these crazy things that go into why people start businesses that have nothing to do with business. Right. And so I really just wanted to give people the advice that they wouldn't find out, that they would probably find out the most expensive way you could find out, right? And so I really wanted to develop a system to really help people transition from having a job to starting a business. And that's what my first book, Become Your Own Boss, was all about. You know, I walk people through life planning and then, you know, figuring out how they're going to pay for it with their financial plan. And then I help them really evaluate their personal skills to figure out what skills they have and then what skills they need to run their particular kind of business. And then I make them figure out who their paying customer is going to be. Because the funniest thing about new entrepreneurs is they think everybody is their customer. And I'm like, you know, if I had a nickel for every time somebody said that to me. And what I now say is that if everybody's your customer, no one is. You have to figure out who is your specific niche target customer.
Right.
And then you got to figure out who they are. Where do they hang out online? What kind of disposable income do these people have? Are they married? Are they single? Are they educated? Are they not? You know, you got to know who your customer is. Because once you know who your customer is, it's like the thing that all entrepreneurs have is limited time and limited resources. So why would you spend your limited resources chasing way too big of an audience? You wouldn't do that if you knew what you were doing. So what I try to teach people is that they really need to focus on a specific customer, and the narrower the better, because you have to niche to get rich. And that's what people don't realize. And then I do still make people write business plans. I know there's all these conversations over the last 10 years, all these people trying to convince people they don't need business plans anymore. That is ridiculous. Like, do not spend more time planning your vacation than how you're going to support yourself and your family financially.
Right.
Get a plan. Like, you don't need 40 pages, right? But you need 10 good pages that are going to describe how your business runs, who your customer is, where are you going to find them? What are you going to do when the phone rings? You know, how are you going to make the phone ring? And then what are you going to do when it does? What is going to be your fulfillment strategy, your distribution strategy? What is your, who's going to sell for you? Are you going to have salespeople? Are you going to just sell online? Are you going to do both? What are you doing?
Right?
Think about it. Write it down. Do some research. Check out who the competition is. I love these people who think they don't have any competition. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Okay. You know, there's always some competition. You know, Crocs weren't the first people to create shoes. They just created more comfortable shoes. You know, nobody comes into a store with no shoes on their feet. Somebody else was making shoes, right? So you got to figure out who is your competition. Your market is being served some kind of way right now. And you can't be naive enough to think. And certainly there are people that come up with things that don't exist. There are.
Right.
But you know, Apple didn't invent the iPod. They perfected it. Okay. They didn't invent the cell phone either.
Right.
They perfected their version of it. Right. So just know that there's always competition. You got to know who your competition is. And then the last thing I teach people is start your business while you're still working. Side hustling is required. People are starting businesses that they can do on their evenings and their weekends. And that's what they should be doing. And if you're starting a business that is a direct competitor to your employer, obviously you got to quit. But most people are not doing that. That's like 10% of people.
Right.
Everybody else is starting something that has absolutely nothing to do with the job they have. And so you should start small. Do your research, do your networking, learn some expensive lessons while your paychecks are still coming in. Because cut them off, they're off.
Right.
You're not going to get them to cut back on, right? You know, so it's really, really important for people to kind of think through this whole thing we call entrepreneurship, because it is a lifestyle. It is. I mean, you think you work long hours now. You think you work for a crazy lady now. Wait till you work for yourself. You have no idea. I mean, you quit a 40-hour a week job to work 100 hours a week for yourself. I mean, seriously. Thanks.
Right. A niche to get rich. I like that. More gems from Melinda Emerson in just a moment. You're listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Bloggers for Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
This is Her Vantage. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu in Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm speaking to Melinda Emerson, known as the Small Biz Lady. Her best-selling book is Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, and I discovered her on LinkedIn Learning. Okay, now so 21 years you've been doing this. Now, is everyone meant to be in business?
No, everyone is not meant to be in business. And let me tell you why I say that. I think it's because people really have no idea how hard it is to run a business. Because of this, you think you work for a crazy person now, wait till you work for yourself, right? You know, you really don't know what is involved. It takes so much, and you have to eat no's for breakfast. Right. You have to, you know, if you're married to somebody that's not feeling your idea, you got to convince them. I mean, you know, and then you got to deal with your customers. Then you got to deal with your employees. Then you got to deal with the bank and manage your cash flow. I mean, literally, you're doing 10 to 12 jobs at one time, any of which can clothesline you. And some, if you make a mistake, you could end up in jail behind bars. Like, people don't realize that, you know, you can go to jail faster for not paying your payroll taxes than not paying your income taxes. You have to pay your employees. And so these are things that people don't know until they get all the way in the weeds. Because what most people do is they make their widget. And they make their widget really well. Maybe it was a hobby. Maybe it was something they were trained to do. But running a business and making widgets is different skill sets. And you actually have to recognize that they're different skill sets and train yourself. Read, take classes, get a mentor, go to, you know, small business developing organizations that train entrepreneurs. You have to actually work on it. And then once you're in your business, you got to work on your own leadership, because you're leading the charge. You're everyone's looking at you. You set the culture of your whole organization. So if you're not working on your leadership, you know, and all of a sudden you realize that you have a huge turnover issue, you know, people don't leave jobs, they leave people. So you got to figure out what it is that you're doing that makes people not want to work for you. And that's a hard thing, because your ego gets so wrapped up into your business. You know, your business is your baby. Right. Nobody wants to let somebody call their baby ugly, right? I mean, it's the same thing in a business.
Okay. That, I guess it's the same, like someone who knows how to cook and think they should start a restaurant is a completely different thing as well.
No. Just because you know how to bake cakes doesn't mean you know how to run a bakery. No, not at all. It's two completely different skills. So, and one can put you out of business if you're not careful.
You know, one of the things as well, you talk about, you know, getting new skills, be it from marketing to what have you, right? But if you don't have the skills and need to hire an expert, but you don't have the budget, what do you do then?
Well, that way you have to figure out how to friend raise, right? Because when you don't have funds, you might have friends. And so what you have to do is try to leverage other people's excess capacity. So if you don't have the budget, what do you have? Do you have product? Do you have something somebody might want in exchange for services? I mean, sometimes people will just be nice to you. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I just get a message from a random small business owner, small business lady, can I just talk to you? And I'm like, they can't just talk to me. Talking to me costs money, right? But literally once a month, I'll call somebody back. Right. And I'll do a 30-minute coaching session for them for free because you know what? You never know where being kind to someone can help you. But everybody doesn't have the same mentality as me. So you want to make sure that whatever ask you make, you have something to offer. Hmm. You can't just say, help me. You're not homeless, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? So make sure that whoever you ask, whether it's a mentor, whether it's, you know, you're asking someone for services, you know, look for opportunities to barter. But certainly make sure you have something to barter with.
Right. You know,
what do you want to do to get the help? I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Right. You also talked about money and sorting out money. You talked about in LinkedIn Learning, you talked about the snowball method, the avalanche method and the snowflake method. Please explain what this is.
Oh, gosh. Now you're taking me to my way back time machine. when it comes to getting your money, your credit and things together, you have to decide which thing you're going to attack first. You know, some people go after the biggest bill and try to whittle it down. Some people go after the smallest bill and pay that first. And you pay that first. That's what's called the snowflake method, right? You get the littlest bill, you pay that one, then you get the next littlest bill, you pay that one. And you do that to build up confidence and momentum that you can pay things off, because sometimes things are just so overwhelming. You know, the snowball method is when you get your biggest bill and you go after that one. Like you say, I'm going to pay off my car, I'm going to pay off my student loan or, you know, something big. And you just continue to whittle away until you pay that off. And then once you get that big nut paid, then you can go after these little ones. And those little ones will feel like nothing after paying, you know, some huge $10,000 to $20,000 debt. And so that's really what the snowflake versus the snowball method has to do with, how you pay things off to get yourself in a position to start your dream business.
With what is happening around the world, you know, with the pandemic and all that, is this the right time to go into business?
Listen, the world is always waiting on a better mousetrap. And if you build that mousetrap, the world will be the path to your door, no matter where your door is.
Okay.
But what I will say is that unless you were already working on it, unless you were already doing your research, I don't know that now is the right time. I would wait until things come back around because let me tell you something. This global pandemic is about to turn into a global depression. And the Great Depression in the 1920s, in the late 1920s in the United States, lasted 43 months. And it took the U.S. economy 10 years to recover after it was over. And all of the economists are predicting that this is going to be far worse than that. So if I'm just being a realist with you right now, I think everyone should be trying to hold on to every dollar that they have, because we don't know how bad this thing really, really can get. But if we're looking at what happened in the Great Depression, which is what most people are comparing it to, we are in for a serious global global economic slowdown.
Right. So just to be, I guess, to look out for all these signs and signals and just to be totally wary. And as you said, you know, hold on to every dollar you've got. How can people get hold of you, Melinda?
I am the small biz lady everywhere. You can reach me on Twitter, on Facebook, Small Biz Lady. You can connect with me on LinkedIn under my name. My name is Melinda Emerson. And certainly you can grab a copy of my book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. It is an ebook as well as a physical book. So if you have access to Amazon, it can be yours tonight. So.
Thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed our chat. I've been speaking to Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady, and of course, the author of the book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. You've been listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.